All right. Obviously a short night, if you will. Get back, watch the tape at night, and then, move on immediately to New England. So that's basically where we're at. And I don't have injury report or anything else for you. So fire away.
Apparently, Rob Gronkowski is out for this game. So how did that change things up for you guys?
I don't know. They have like five tight ends on their roster, so I don't know if they will put another guy in that role. I'm not sure how they'll do it. New England is so multiple; they give you like sometimes it could be four wides, five wides, could be a bunch of tight ends, and all that. So we'll see. As the game goes, how it affects them. Obviously. With Gronkowski, you had a huge target, especially in the red zone. And I never like to see anybody get hurt. I'm not sad that he's missing our game, but I hope he gets back soon. Okay, that'll do it. Let's go to work.
Did you see anything on the tape that you didn't notice the first time around?
Just real happy with, I thought our offensive line was really physical in the game. I thought, that was – it's not surprising, but it was good. They give you a challenge. They do a lot of things, multiple front blitzes and all that, and I thought our guys were very physical, and that was impressive. I like the way our receivers blocked down the field as well. So there's a lot of good things there. Obviously, Mark had an outstanding game. If you look at it, I mean, really could have been 17 to 20, because we had a couple of drops there. So he threw the ball really well. Had the one strip sack, which we have to really emphasize this week. New England has forced six strip sacks this season. Number 50, I think, Nikovic, or whatever his name is, he's a good player. But I know him by number. He's forced, I think, I don't know, five, six fumbles or something like that this year. So they do a great job of tackling the football. I think they lead the league in forced fumbles. So they, it's something they've always done a great job of. So we have to make sure that we're protecting the football at all costs.
I think it was almost one a game since the New England game, like an outside rusher getting a strip sack. Is it a speed thing, a protection thing? What is that needs to clear up, I guess?
Well, I mean, they do a great job, rushing the passer. Technique-wise, they do a great job of that. It's something they're always thinking. You don't just think sacks, you think turnovers. And that's what they're doing. And I think, we've improved that. Muhammad had a great one this past week. But that's something that you always stress to your players, and clearly they've been very effective at that.
I mean, for your offensive line.
Well, for ours? Dang, really? No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, no, and that's something that you have to be mindful of. And it's two hands on the football, protecting the football at all times, keeping the ball on your upfield shoulder. And some of that is a presence, of when to step up. And, I think Brady probably does it better than anybody. I mean, he puts that ball down on that front shoulder, and, he'll protect it at all costs. And sometimes he'll take a sack. Very rarely. I think they lead the league in least sacks. But if it comes down to it, he's going to protect the football instead of trying to do something. And we have to be mindful of that. We know that obviously, we're vulnerable. It's what the stats would indicate, but this is what they do as well. So it's something that we have to do a great job of and guard against.
It looked like Mark was, from where we were sitting, which was pretty high, but his making some good checks at the line. You could tell, he was audible on certain plays. Was he particularly good in this game at that, or was it just a figment of my imagination?
No, I think he's been, good this season. I think he's been really better at identifying fronts and everything else. Him and Mangold do a great job communicating with each other, and I thought he did a real nice job of that this past week, and in particular with all the looks that you were getting from that defense.
Does he have to have another one of that kind of game on Thursday for you to have a chance to beat them?
Well, I think we all have to play at the top of our game. You know, I don't think there's any doubt about that. We all have to perform there. I think sometimes when you look at like a quarterback rating, you just target in specifically on the quarterback, but a lot goes into that. Obviously, the protections go into that, receivers running the right route, catching the football. A lot of things go into it, you know, backs and protections, offensive line blocking that. So I think that's more of a team thing than anything else. And clearly, he did an excellent job. I think the rating was like 118 or something like that. So I'd love to sign up for that type of day for sure.
Hey, Alex, I know the negatives of a short work week, but in your mind, are there any positives in terms of maybe Thursday will be a more basic game where, you know, they don't have time to install a lot of, you know, things that could catch you off guard?
Well, they install. I mean, we know each other well. Yeah. But I think, you know, they have clearly when you look at how their offense is, you get, like I say, they can run a zillion different things. So, I don't know how much of a help that, you know, it'll be or not, but I guess we'll see on Thursday.
Traditionally, this game, there's been sometimes a little verbal back and forth beforehand. Have you talked to any of your players, or will you talk to them about that this week?
Not really. You know, we're just trying to, like I said, we're just trying to punch our way out. So I don't know, you know, how much of that there'll be, but it's. You know, it's not something that I'll bring up to the team.
With you guys winning yesterday and then Indianapolis, Pittsburgh losing the two teams in the wild card spot, did you think at all about, you know, that was sort of best case scenario? I mean, had you improved in sort of all fronts on that one?
No. I mean, right now we have so much work to do. All we can do is focus on ourselves. We're not getting into that now. We know we have to get better. We know the challenge that's in front of us, but you know, we're just trying to punch our way out, and that's where our focus is.
Actually, this was referenced after yesterday's game about the 4-6, and then being 4-6 in 2009. Are there, other than the record, are there any similarities that you could draw, and will you kind of use that to your advantage to try to, you know, as a rallying point?
No, I mean, look, I think right now what we did in 2009, I think you go back to it, is try to get better each day, and whether it was on a practice field or whatever, you know, and I think that's in all phases, and that's what we did. I think we got better as the season went on, and I think that's clearly what we have to do now. If the players can draw from it, then that's great. But, again, we have a ton of work in front of us in a short amount of time preparing against – you know, clearly the best offensive football team in the NFL.
Did yesterday dramatically change your outlook and your team's outlook, do you feel?
No. I mean, not at all. We're just, you know, we know that we have to make up a ton of ground, and there's only one way to do it, and that's to get, you know, to focus each day and try to get better, and that's where we're at.
Rex, you talked about, you know, all the different things the Patriots can do in offense, and we all know how good Wes Welker is, but mm-hmm. this year they've been using Julian Edelman in a very similar role to Welker, so it's like you kind of have two Wes Welkers out there. How much harder is that going to be for you to focus on?
Well, no, he's a tremendous player, and, you know, you're right. He's got, you know, that kind of skill set. Very similar, same school, you know, everything else. They're excellent route runner. Good hands. He had almost a 50-yard run, looked like to me, this past week as well. Punt return for touchdown, tackle on the punting. I mean, so they are similar. And a lot of the screens and all that type of stuff, the way they use Welker, you can use with Edelman as well. So I think, you know, they're two very dangerous guys.
Was yesterday pretty much a blueprint of how you would want to play going forward? I mean, if various people replicate those efforts, does that win you a lot of your remaining games?
Well, we'll see. I mean, we just got to get better, and I think if we can improve off of that performance, that would bode well for us for sure.
You talked going into the game about how it seemed like forever since you had won, and that sense of desperation. Mm-hmm. How much does that have to carry over, that sense of desperation?
Well, it's there. You know, we've put ourselves in this spot, and you know, it's without question, it's there. And you know, again, it's not a panic thing. It's just the fact that hey, we just got to be focused and tight and whatever the next challenge is, to face it head on, and that's what we'll do.
You talked about how the whole team, you needed this. How much did Mark need this, though, especially going into this game and what's been written and said and, you know, everything, just Mark himself?
Well, I think he needed it just like the rest of us needed it. I don't think he's any different. We all needed it. And like I say, the biggest thing was that we had had great practices, but it never – you know, we weren't getting the results on Sunday, and that's the most important, obviously. But it was just good to see that, you know, you put in that work over and over and over, and it paid off for us on Sunday.
Are you worried about Stephen Hill's confidence?
You know, with Stephen, I will say this. I was impressed with the way the young man blocked. And I know that's a little thing, but for us it's a big thing. And that was it. You know, has he lost some confidence? He dropped the ball or whatever. I'm not sure, but one thing I know for sure is we're going to keep throwing it to him, and I think this young man, you know, is going to realize that. By the way, you can play this game, and he can get separation from people. And the fun part and the easy part of the job is catch football. But right now, it's, you know, we just got to keep working every day, and I think he'll do that.
I guess maybe the better question, have you lost confidence in him?
No. Nope.
What about Mark? I mean, he only targeted him twice yesterday.
Well, again, you know, some of those things, you know, he's going to throw it to who he thinks is open and all that. I guess you'd have to ask Mark that question, but I don't believe he's lost confidence. We see him on the field, you know, on the practice field, getting better. Now, this past week, I'll tell you, this is no surprise that this game would happen because – Sometimes when you have really, you know, rookie players, young players, and they miss the whole week of practice, and that's basically what he did, sometimes you have these kind of lapses. And I think, you know, this week, get him out here, get him back on the practice field, I think will only help his confidence.
There was a play on that completion with Conrad, you know, on the left side. Mm-hmm. Before he threw it to Conrad, he was looking right at Steven running a slant, and Steven was open, and he passed on it. Do you think it was related to the earlier drop? It was a, you know, first down right there, but he went away.
No, it was a throwback. So that's the play. We're trying to show him the slant and then run the throwback, and that's exactly what Mark did. So that was the design of that play, and it was a great play. Guys really executed it.
Bryce, how about Powell's game and just getting him involved and having all three, Green and McKnight, just getting their running game going?
Well, it was great to get all three of those guys up because I think it gives you, obviously, that depth now becomes a positive. And, you know, not that much different than New England with their depth that they can throw at you, Woodhead, Ridley. You know, guys, they're firing guys in there. Each guy has a little different physical, you know, set, but it was great to get them all involved, and I thought every single one of them played well. Bilal normally is absolutely tremendous in protection. He's the one that gave up the sack, the strip sack, which is strange because, you know, normally he'll hit a DB right in the mouth and he won't go anywhere, but the kid made a nice rush on him, made a nice play, and that's uncharacteristic of Bilal Powell. But then there, the next time he hits the Mike linebacker in the face and just stones him, you know. So that's what we've really, you know, been used to. That's his game, you know, protection. And obviously you see he has some run ability as well, and we know he can catch the football out of the backfield. So, but we're excited to get him back. And I think, you know, coming off a shoulder sometimes, there's that, you know, what can I do? And I think we saw – I'm sure he's more confident now going into this game than he probably was even last week.
Rex, the last time you faced the Patriots, you said that you like letting them know that you know you're going to beat them. Pretty much that's what you said, I think. maybe not the exact words, but hey, what about this time?
I'm going to say this. Right now, we're just winging. Right now, we're just, I mean, we're not worried. You know, we can't, obviously, we're going to focus on our opponent specific, but anything we do, we're just, you know, we're behind and where we have to be, and we can only focus on ourselves and just, like I say, just find a way to punch our sweep. We earned where we are, you know, where we are, and we just got to find a way to punch our way out, and that's it. So, you know, I'm not even worried about tweaking New England or anybody else. We just it's to the point where no, we have to focus on just us.
The last time you guys were so happy with the way Isaiah had covered Welker,
right?
Would you just sort of plug in somebody for Isaiah, or do you kind of have to cover him differently now if Isaiah's not?
Well, even if we know the answer to that, which I'm not sure that we do really, yeah, we wouldn't say that.
How did Langster do in this week?
Yeah, he did pretty well. You know, had the one penalty on third down, which we've really, it's been a area of focus for us to improve on our penalties. And I can honestly say I don't think there's any team in the league working harder at that than us. And it's been paying off, and it never hurt us because we were off the field the next play. But every single penalty, you know, we have to be accountable for, and he was offsides in the third and 16, I believe, or third and 15, and we can't have it. But I thought there were other times when he did a tremendous job for us, and that's it. This is going to be a huge challenge for him, obviously playing against New England, and for all of us in the back end. Communication has to be sharp, and obviously the physical talents of their receivers. Is something. We got to do a great job of tackling. They do a lot of screen passes and things, and you got to get some of these guys down on, you know, we have to get them on the ground.
What did you think after watching the holding call on the kickoff? What did you think?
I thought it was a great call.
Okay. I don't think Fisher thought it was.
You know, again, I just, you know, hey, you do your job, you're trying to get off blocks, and, you know, that was the call that was made.
Does yesterday's performance help you and the players sort of see your way out of that corner that you are in?
Well, I think it shows that, you know, that hard work and all that is not just wasted on the, you know, the practice field, that it carries over in you know, in the commitment that we have to each other and the commitment that we have on the practice field and in the classroom and all that, you know, obviously helped us win that game. And that's what we have to hang our hat on and believe that we can get better and we have to.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys.